Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A lot of people trying to have weddings right now, but coronavirus is making it tough.
Yeah.
For a lot of folks, I think they had hoped it would be over by now and they might still be able to do their wedding, but that's not looking so good.
I have a friend, though. She's gone to two weddings this past month.
Really?
Yes. So people are still having them.
Now, your friend is a girl.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking most guys would use this as an opportunity to avoid a wedding.
I would agree. You know what? Your girlfriend, your wife says something about it. There's a wedding coming up. Well, we can't go out. This is COVID.
Mumble COVID. I don't come on COVID.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
Now, when I was single, I loved me a wedding. Because that was a great place to find some women who were all starry-eyed and seeing romance everywhere. And it was just, you looked a lot more appealing at a wedding.
Yeah, because that's just a romantic place to be. They're seeing their friends up there getting married. And they're like, oh, I want romance like that in my life. And they're sitting in the pew and you're sitting over there all alone.
They look at you and they're like, I'd settle for that.
She's obviously had something to drink by then.
Exactly, Heidi. You know what I'm talking about.
Good grief. When are you drinking, Heidi?
When is she not drinking?
I'm just saying.
Champagne. You start out with champagne.
No.
Champagne.
No.
Yeah.
You wait.
That starts
the
party
reception.
Out right.
Okay.
I don't know, man. A lot of people, they bring a flask with them for those.
You know, you start drinking earlier. That way you know she'll say yes.
Well, here's a wedding where the drinking needs to start real early. And this is something that a listener sent to us.
Okay.
They sent their wedding invitation.
Okay.
Now, it's worth noting that this person is apparently in the favored group. They are in group A.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, important notice, dear friends and family, please understand that our venue is limited in the number of guests we're able to accommodate for our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we would love to have each and every one of you join us on our big day, we are forced to split our guests into groups to ensure we do not surpass our capacity restrictions.
Shirts and skins. Let's split up. Shirts and skins.
They did not do shirts and skins. It says, group A. Please RSVP as soon as possible. We appreciate your promptness as we will be able to use any of the vacant seats for additional guests. So if you're in group A, they're saying you're in.
Okay.
You're at the wedding. But if you can't make it, please let us know because we've got some people in groups B and C that ain't getting in unless you bail out.
I understand that.
Wow.
That makes sense because you got like the relatives that are really close to you that you know so well that you want them to be there.
And you're like, they'll give me a big gift.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, come on, relatives are in group C.
Some of them are.
All right. Now, remember, this person already knows at the bottom of their card it says you are in group A, so they know they're in the good group.
All right, yeah.
Then it says groups B and C. Please keep a close watch on our wedding website for notice that we have new spaces available.
Oh.
And if you already know that you won't be able to join us, it would be helpful if you would decline via the RSVP function on our website.
Okay.
That way we can save these spaces for someone who is able to come.
Okay.
If possible, we encourage our guests to hire a babysitter for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And leave your children at home. As much as we love your kids, we are doing our best to make space for all the guests we can. We also ask for our single guests to give up their plus one if possible. We appreciate your understanding. You are in group A. So if you're getting this and you're not in group A, it's a whole different message.
Yeah, it's not as
it's not so you're not going, hey, you're special, but here's what these other steerage people are doing. You're like, hey, this is you're on standby right now, and it's not looking good. Cato?
They should just call it first class, second class.
Yeah.
And steerage.
Coach.
I'll be honest with you. I'll start reading the invitation. I'm going, come on, I'm pulling for C.
I know, right?
Me too.
And that's what stinks.
But if someone's getting married and you're on their A list, the likelihood of you really wanting to go is going to be there because those are going to be your closest friends.
Or your richest friends.
I'm sorry?
Sometimes it's your richest friends. You're like, who's going to give a good gift?
The people you really, really want to have there.
Okay.
Now, if they start not being able to come, that's when you have your second group of invitations. But I wouldn't make it common knowledge that they weren't on the A list. That's not nice.
Well, not only that, but if you're on the B list and you get invited, finally, you slip through the cracks, you're thinking, I'm not going to get a big gift for them. I wasn't even on their A list.
And if you say, hey, what list? It's like, hey. Well, you sent that to me? I don't have to go.
But I think this is going to be a lot of hurt feelings.
Of course, yeah, that's not good. If are these your friends or just someone that listens to us?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So, but what do you I mean, I told him the same thing. I said, you're going to have people who are upset with you.
Here's what you do. You know what? You just make everybody your A list and whittle that list down to about, you know, how many people you want. And the other people that didn't get anything don't remember anyway.
How do you whittle it down if everyone's the A list?
I'm just saying you don't even include the B and C people. You don't even send them anything.
I see.
Yeah.
But what if half the A's can't come because they got sick or they have something else to do?
It's less people you got to feed at the wedding. Less the reception costs. And that's just a guy's perspective, okay?
I see what you're saying. It seems like there's a way to include more people, though.
Well, you don't want to alienate anybody on an ABC list, okay? Everybody wants to be an A. Everybody wants to be, you know, even an A+.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So,
do you know how many times we've had parties and you guys are really on a C list, but I had enough room in the house that I could go ahead and invite you anyway?
No.
Okay, well, never mind.
I always thought
but
I was
that's
on the
how
A
it
list.
Happened. See, you never knew you were on the C list.
Good grief. We work together. I'm like, we've worked together for years. Why would
that's
we make
why?
The A list?
I don't know.
On the C list.
I don't want to go to your stupid party anyway.
It's okay.
And I won't be bringing a gift either.
Well, you just went down a couple notches on my list.
Yeah, buddy.
That's all right.
She's on my D list.
D list?
Double D list.
Oh, Tom. Hey. Oh, oh, wow.
That's why I'm on the C list.
I know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.